Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Representative Brendan Jones was elected Majority Leader of the State House on Tuesday. The four-term Republican from Tabor City is a staunch advocate of fiscal conservatism and accountability. He also led most of the efforts to override multiple vetoes by Governor Roy Cooper over the past two legislative sessions. A teenager was struck in the mouth with an axe on Monday, the sheriff's office said. The youth was reportedly defending his stepmother when Patrick Gatlin, age 37, struck the youth in the mouth and head with the axe and fled the scene. The incident was reported just before 2 p.m. on Fairfield Drive East. Warrants have been issued for Gatlin's arrest. County commissioners had a first reading Monday night of a proposed ordinance on vape and tobacco stores in the county. The proposal called for any business with 75% of sales from vape products to be classified as a vape store. Commissioners amended the proposal, reducing the amount to 25% of gross sales. The county's ordinance could be one of the strictest in the state if it's approved when it's voted on at the next meeting. The National Weather Service has released its winter outlook for North Carolina, and it doesn't really look good for this coming spring. The extended forecast calls for a warm, unusually dry winter throughout the southeast. The strengthening La Nina cycle could lead to drought conditions by next spring. Just remember, folks, some of our driest winters are also the times when we've had ice and snowstorms. You need to get your orders in for the East Columbus Swamp Keepers Education Foundation Pork Chop Plate Sale. Plates are $10. They'll be available December 6th from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. Call or text 910-617-9056 for more information. Wyville Police are going to sponsor a blood drive at Vineland Station Friday. Call 910-642-5111 for more information. Donnery Cancer Center and the Wyville Police are collecting food and essentials for the patient pantry. The items needed include non-perishable foods and canned meat, as well as personal hygiene products. Now, the personal hygiene products are from a very specific list. You need to call 910-640-4077 for information on that. Saturday is the free community Thanksgiving dinner at Murph's Pond parking lot on Madison Street in Wyville. Transformation Church and Welcome Pentecostal Free Will Baptist Church are hosting the annual tradition. Everyone is welcome. Donations and volunteers are always welcome. Serving starts at 11:30 a.m. Saturday morning. Evergreen Fire Department has a turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday through the month of November, starting at 7 p.m. Food is available every night. Only stock guns are allowed. Transformation Church has their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday night at 6 p.m. at 9955 James B. White Highway South. Hot dogs and drinks are available. Cost is $5 per shot, with all proceeds going to the church building fund. Now, the Veterans Memorial Park is going to host their turkey shoot every Friday and Saturday beginning December 6th. Their shoots will be at 7 p.m. The shoots will be held until December 23rd at the park, and of course, all proceeds go to the park. Remember to let us know when and where you're hosting a turkey shoot so we can get it on our schedule. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.